The retail and fast food worker strikes that swept the nation last year did not convince Congress to raise the minimum wage, but many states have taken action. 13 states have been raising their minimum wages this week, including Washington. Minimum wage here now up to $9.32 statewide, higher, as you know, in some places. Jack Temple is a policy analyst at the National Employment Law Project, where he's been watching the push to raise the minimum wage. Hi, Jack Temple.
Hi, good afternoon.
What states raised the minimum wage yesterday?
So across the country, as you mentioned, there were 13 states that set minimum wage increases yesterday. Nine of those states, including Washington State, set minimum wage increases according to already existing laws that they have on the books that require the minimum wage to go up every year, usually by 10 or 15 cents, just to keep pace with the rising cost of living. And so Washington's minimum wage went up by 13 cents an hour. It benefited around 158,000 workers in the state. And then another four states actually passed new minimum wage increases this year. That's New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Jersey. And so in those states, the minimum wage will actually be going up for the first time in many years. And so across the country, really, what we're seeing is the sort of first wave of what's really expected to be a rising tide of states and some cities taking action to raise wages for low-paid workers.
How many states are actually considering minimum wage hikes this year?
So in 2014, there's roughly a dozen states that are expected to set minimum wage increases or consider minimum wage increases over the next year. About half of those states have measures working their way through the legislature, and another half are actually collecting signatures right now to place minimum wage increases on the ballot in November.
So you mentioned that there are 13 states where the wage increases went into effect yesterday, 120,000 people here or there. How many approximately altogether are going to get wage hikes because of this?
Across the country, there are about 2.5 million workers that'll get a boost due to the 13 states that raised their minimum wage yesterday. And I think we're obviously expecting to see that number grow as more states set minimum wage increases over the next year. We're starting to see more states feel anxious, I think, about the fact that Congress has been dragging its feet on a federal minimum wage increase. This is happening at the exact time that the unemployment rate is starting to go down in many places across the country, but new job growth is disproportionately concentrated in low-wage industries. And so actually, as more workers find themselves relying on low-wage jobs in order to make ends meet, we're going to see a growing amount of pressure, I think, on state legislatures, on cities, and ultimately on Congress to raise the minimum wage, because there are going to be even more workers that are relying on this late basic labor standard in order to boost their earnings.
I'm speaking with Jack Temple, who's an analyst at the National Employment Law Project. Jack, what is the federal minimum wage?
Right now, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. It's been stuck there since July of 2009. And really, for the past four decades, the federal minimum wage has gone up sporadically, periodically, but it's consistently lagged behind the rising cost of living. And so just for the sake of comparison, in the late 1960s, 1968 actually, the federal minimum wage was worth $1.60 an hour. But in today's dollars, that's actually $10.70 an hour. And so in the late 1970s, employers were paying a minimum wage of $10.70 an hour, even though today the federal minimum wage is only worth, by the same inflation adjustment, $7.25 an hour. And so congressional Democrats and President Obama have been calling to raise the federal minimum wage to $10 an hour. And to a large extent, that call is really just to recover the purchasing power, the value that the federal minimum wage has lost over the last four decades.
This issue made it to the front page of the New York Times on Christmas Eve day, New Year's Eve day, 2 days ago. And it got us to wondering how what's been going on here in Washington State in the little town of SeaTac, where the minimum wage is now $15 an hour, how that has affected what's going on nationwide.
Well, we've seen, interestingly, over the last year and a half, a number of workers walking off the job, striking, as you mentioned, in the fast food industry. I'm sure you followed Walmart workers as well, have been organizing and striking and calling for substantially higher wages, really living wages, on the order of $15 an hour. And communities like SeaTac are beginning to show that this can work. They're beginning to show that this is an important priority, particularly as the country begins to move really towards a low-wage economy. The sort of major employers today, the service sector employers, retail and fast food and restaurants, they're beginning to define the core of the U.S. economy. And as that happens, as we mentioned, more workers are going to be relying on the minimum wage in order to make ends meet. And so states and cities are starting to do what they can. They're starting to set higher minimum wages to cover certain employers or all employers in the state. And I think we're going to continue to see workers organizing in some of these major industries to work directly with their employers to form unions and set wages that are even higher than the minimum wage.
Jack Temple's an analyst at the National Employment Law Project. Nice speaking with you.
Thank you so much for the time.
It's The Record on KUOW.